Hello, good morning, folks. My name is Kevon Charles from Club Cricket TT alongside Keston Lewis. So, Keston, what were your predictions coming into this test series? Do you honestly believe West Indies could have beaten England, seeing that England are the favourites?
Really delighted to be here again on Club Cricket TT podcast with you, Kevin Charles, as we continue to discuss all the very important topics in the world of cricket. I'm here today pretty much delighted, as I've said before, on what has been a truly emphatic and brilliant performance by this West Indies team. I must give credit to Jason Hooler, the management staff, and all the boys on the park. They've really been committed from day one, and they've really produced what has been a splendid cricketing performance on the park. England, we know leading into this test series, will definitely be the favourites for the series. And to start off with the first game, they were definitely the favourites because they were so acclimatised to the condition. But I think what has changed is the fact that West Indies have been able to come over there for literally a month and get themselves acclimatized has really helped them. And with all that has gone on in the world in terms of this COVID-19 pandemic, this Black Lives Matter protests and whatnot, I think West Indies have used all these different things as motivation, and they've really held together as a unit, a really strong bond it seems like they have at the moment. And I think if this West Indies team could continue the way that they've done so far, it could be really interesting to see how far they can go. I've been privileged to go on Twitter, and I've seen a lot of former greats of the game, the like of Virendra Sehwag, Sachin Tendulkar, Vivius Lakshman, all these guys commenting, even the current great in Virat Kohli commenting on how emphatic the performance was, and delighted to see a team like West Indies back there doing well again. So really impressive, I must say. Kevon, I couldn't be more delighted to see the manner in which we went out there and executed. I think we started off, the first day was literally hampered by rain, and coming into the second day, I think Jason Hooler himself, as the captain of the team, he put his hand up and they really bowled well. He managed to take 6 wickets in that innings, as well as Shannon Gabriel picking up 4, and that was brilliant to see. Not forgetting Shannon Gabriel was coming back from injury. He was not originally in the squad, and he had to prove his fitness. And to see a man who recently did ankle surgery come back into a team and be able to take 9 wickets in your first game of cricket since competitive game of cricket since, it's really impressive, and show the character of the man. Jason Hooler, the captain of the team as well, he was at a bit of a niggle leading up into the first match, and it was nice to see that he was fit enough to be able to go on and bowl and continue to prove his worth as the number one all-rounder in the world of cricket. But really impressive, I think, and then the manner in which they exploited the England top order was good to see. The areas and the lengths that they bowled was not something we've seen from the West Indies quite often, but they've done quite, they have adjusted and done quite well in this series. Leading in with a bat, I think it was a gritty performance at the top from Craig Brafford. Campbell still was unable to get some runs under his belt, and for me the problematic position in this batting lineup is that number 3 spot of Shai Hope. We know his potential, we know how good he is as a one day cricketer and how good he could potentially be, but in terms of currently his test form and his test career, he's more or less struggling, and to me it's starting to play a more telling factor on the composition of the team. And it'd be interesting to see how that goes leading up into the next match. Shimmer Brooks in the first innings, he showed a bit of quality. He looked quite composed, quite relaxed, and looked a good top player. Blackwood was unable to get much, as well as Chase, but Dorich played a quite fine innings in the context of the game and was able to get his team right back in it. So a really important first inning score these guys got on the board. And when they went back out to bowl again, another remarkable performance by this West Indies team. To go there with that kind of determination to push for the victory shows where this team has reached in terms of their mindset and their objective. And I think to see Shannon Gabriel bowl the way he did was brilliant. There was a bit of chances gone by, a lot of no balls being bowled. Those are things I could work on, but the manner in which these guys went out there and executed, Shannon Gabriel, I couldn't be more happy for him. I couldn't be more impressed. It really showed that he's up for the challenge, and he definitely looks like he wants to be the leader of this attack with the way that he's bowled. And the interesting and great thing about this performance is that Zoli himself and Jason Hole, who managed to do most of the work in the both innings. We've yet to get anything from Alzari Joseph or Kemar Roach, so that all well for West Indies going forward. But that was brilliant for them in that bowling display to restricting England, and to only have a lead of 199 to chase 200 on the last day pitch. That in itself was a challenging task, and the way they started with the bat, West Indies, was more or less disastrous. Craig Braffett, he went early. Campbell had to retire hurt, and Brooks and Hope fall within quick time. But as I said in the last podcast that I did, the most interesting factor in this batting lineup is the man we call Jermaine Blackwood. He's been a man who's dropped from this West Indies team on 5 different occasions, some unfairly in my aspect. But what he's done is he went back to the drawing board. He's changed his training schedule, his trading program, and he went back to the drawing board. And during this first class season, this man produced some numbers that he's never seen. His last game in the first class season, he made 248 against Leeward Island. So what he's done is he's got used to batting for long periods, and as he recently said in the interview, as long as he bat 180, 200 balls, he's definitely going to do good in his career. And he produced what for me was a champion innings in the situation of the game, to walk at the crease at 20 for 3, or can't recall exactly what the score was, and to step up and put your hand up, now coming back and trying to establish yourself back in the test side, no better way. A really fantastic knock from him. Chase supported him quite well, and they really got a good partnership going until Chase fell. But I must say it was a splendid innings from Jermaine Blackwood. The disappointed factor in that is that he was unable to get his 100, but as he said, no time was he studying the 100. He was just focusing on getting his team over the line. But the way he played, he definitely deserved 100, and to show that kind of grit and determination, that fight against a really top quality bowling lineup, it shows that the West Indies players currently at the moment have a lot of fight and character about them, and I am really excited, as I've said before, about this new West Indies look in terms of Test cricket and the way. And what he's mentioned, Blackwood, is that the management, the coach, gave him that opportunity to play his natural game. And when you allow a player to express who he really is, and that's the only way they're going to do good and do well. So credit must be given to Phil Simmons and the crew for allowing Blackwood to express himself, and we saw it here today. You need something like this in Test cricket, and had Blackwood not batted the way he did, I think this West Indies team might have been a little slow in getting those runs. So the tempo that Blackwood set, the way he was batting, really propelled them closer and closer towards the target. So all in all, emphatic performance for West Indies. Might have one or two concerns. Might have to check to see if John Campbell will be fit leading into the second test match. He was struck in the two. The question about Shai Hope at number three. Brooks looks decent. He needs to get some big scores on his belt as well. And not much question for me with Alzari and Roach. I think they will get it right. So all in all, just probably two things to worry about is that of Hope and if Campbell is fit. Other than that, this West Indies team is looking quite well, led by a fantastic skipper in Jason Holder. I think they have what it takes to win the whole series.
Hello and welcome. It's your boy Kevin Charles from Club Cricket TT. Join us weekly for discussions about cricket, whether it be locally, regionally, or internationally, as we bring to you trending topics about current and upcoming future stars. Thank you for tuning to our program. Until next time, be safe, guys.